very pleased to be joined by the Blue Jays opening day starter, Jay Happ from Dunedin, Florida. Jay, I think I'm right in saying that for the pitcher himself, it is, I mean, it is a moment, isn't it? It's a moment in your career when you can reflect on what you've done, how far you've come, maybe how far you have to go as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm taking it as an honor, and, you know, Gibby was great when he let me know, you know, tell me I earned it. And, you know, it was a nice conversation, and I think it'll be something, you know, when I reflect back on my career, like you say, you know, it'll be nice to say that, you know, I was able to start an opening day and, you know, have the team's confidence in me to go out there and do that.
You know, it's funny. I was speaking to somebody on the team last year, one of your teammates last year, and we started talking about you, and he said the thing that pleased him so much is he said Jay is such a consistent guy. Like, he's so reliable. He's a reliable guy in the clubhouse. He's just the way he acts, the way he carries himself just suggests reliability. And this guy's point was, you know what, it's great to see Jay Happ the pitcher become like that. I mean, it's almost as if it's the perfect marriage. This is how you should be on the mound. You know, you look at your numbers from last year, a lot of the underlying numbers are really close to the year before. I mean, you have become a very consistent pitcher. How important to you as a person is it to be consistent? And how important to you as a pitcher, Jay, is it to be consistent?
You know, they both certainly, they present challenges to kind of maintain both. I think as a pitcher, that's something I've always strived for. I wanted to be relied on, someone the team can count on and dependent on. And then as a player, when things aren't, or, you know, as a person in a clubhouse, you know, when things aren't going your way, I've always kind of taken pride in trying to be the same guy, having the same work ethic, you know, trying to talk to the guys and keep the relationships regardless of how, you know, I'm personally doing. So, you know, whoever that was, I certainly appreciate it, and I'm glad that that's, you know, the impression that they're getting, for sure.
Were you always like that as a kid coming up? You know, was that part of the family background, part of your education? Because, you know, you have basically been, you know, we don't know you as well as your teammates, obviously, but, you know, I have an image of Jay Happ, quite frankly, that I had from the first time I saw you pitch. And it hasn't changed, except, quite frankly, you're better now than you were back then.
Yeah, you know, I think I certainly try, and, you know, that's the thing. I think people, you know, not you know, fans and baseball watchers, you know, they don't know me as a person. You take what you see, you know, but it is nice to hear from, because that's something I care about, is what my teammates think and coaches and managers think. And I care, you know, how I'm viewed in the clubhouse. That's really important to me. So, you know, to kind of be viewed that way, and then to be able to get to a point that I've been striving my whole career to find that consistency and put it together. And, like I say, just be dependent on, it's a good feeling.
Was Pittsburgh where it kind of came together for you?
Pittsburgh, I think, was was certainly a nice part. It accelerated some things for me. I kind of got back to it, but I kind of point back to the second half of 2014, even with Toronto. I had a solid second half, was really feeling like I was kind of coming into my mechanics and in the mental part, and having some success. And then I kind of got back to that in Pittsburgh. It got a little bit rejuvenated in a playoff hunt, playoff race, and kind of bought into the whole system there. And, you know, kind of vowed to try not to let myself forget that mental part of it. And, you know, sometimes easier said than done. You're going to have ups and downs, but I feel like I'm better prepared to kind of weather those downs a little bit and kind of move on to the next.
Now, I mentioned a little earlier about how important analytics are to baseball. And, I mean, the way you pitch, I mean, it seems almost as if a cottage industry is kind of growing up. You know, FanGraphs and other websites, they love analyzing the way you pitch. They love the sinker and the four-seam mix. And it's, I mean, in some ways, it's almost like you're a lab for a lot of people. They just love the numbers. They love looking at how you are. You know, with so much analysis available to hitters, and obviously there's analysis available to pitchers as well, and clearly the game doesn't start until the pitcher throws the ball, but with so much analysis available to hitters, Jay, is there ever a tendency to tinker a bit? Is there a kind of a natural tendency to do that? And do you have to fight against it? Or at times do you just say, I'm going to try it and see if it works?
Yeah, I think it's the marriage of not overthinking it, but also trying to be innovative and find ways to be more effective. So, you know, that's certainly happened. I've tinkered with different pitches, trying to make them bigger or smaller, move less or more. You know, and I'm still doing that. I'm still trying a few new things this spring, just because, especially for in division, you know, it's, you know, third, fourth, fifth year in this division, guys have seen it quite a bit. So you're trying to come up with some different looks, because eventually the benefit goes to the hitter the more they see you. So trying to come up with different looks and make sure you're trying to mix it up, I think is certainly beneficial.
Now, there was a lot of talk around camp this year about the importance of getting off to a hot start, or getting off to a good start. I guess we can argue what a hot start is, but certainly getting off to a good start. How aware are the players of the importance of that? And I'll kind of broaden that question a bit, Jay. As you say, you've been in the American League East for a while now. The Yankees and Red Sox have loaded up. That's probably nothing new. But how do you view the division, as well as the importance of getting off to that really good start?
Yeah, I mean, I still see it as, you know, the best division in baseball. I feel like, you know, with these, it's a challenge, not only with kind of the lineups that have been created with trades and whatever, how teams have built their lineups in this, but the ballparks as well. So it just creates all sorts of headaches for a pitcher, I think, if you kind of dig into that a little bit. So that's stuff you try to put out of your mind. And I of course think it's a deep division, and I think that, you know, we certainly have to play well and be ready to play from the first game. And, you know, obviously, you know, we didn't get off to a great start last year, and it ended up hurting us. So we need to play better, and we know that. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is getting out of this spring, this next week, healthy with everybody, and then, you know, we like our chances once we get started here.
It really does seem, when you look at the starting rotation, that if you guys are healthy, and I'm knocking on wood here, if you guys are healthy, that should be the strength of this team, shouldn't it?
I think it should, yeah. And I think if you look at most teams, you know, a lot of it comes down to rotation as well. So, you know, we want to be a lot closer to the 2016 version than we were the 17, you know, as a whole. But again, if you look at that, and the biggest thing is kind of health. So, you know, if we can all go out there, you know, we feel good about giving our team a chance to be in the ballgame.
Jay, this is going to be a free agent year for you. I mean, obviously free agency was a big topic of discussion this winter. It's going to be big next winter because there are so many players becoming eligible. Now, I know that you're the type of guy, we just talked about how consistent you are and how focused you are, but is there any place in the back of your mind where you're thinking, hey, you know, at my age, I'm kind of pitching for a contract next year?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I think players are aware of that. And, you know, I'm obviously aware of that, you know, I'm not signed for the next year. But, you know, having gone through it one time already, the free agency process, I feel like, you know, the best thing to do, and I'm going to do it the best of my ability, is focus on the year, focus on the Blue Jays. Otherwise, you know, I think it just, you kind of go down a wormhole there, and all sorts of negative thoughts can creep in. So, again, easier said than done, but when you just focus on the team and the task at hand, I think then you can look back after the season and kind of, you know, go from there, and hopefully I think you'd be in a better spot than trying to focus every start. Oh, this start's got to go this way, otherwise so-and-so is going to happen. So my focus is kind of long-term, just kind of focusing on the Blue Jays for this year, obviously.
Did you go down that wormhole the last time a little bit, or were you able to block that out?
Yeah, you know, I'd be lying if I said that, you know, there was a few thoughts kind of before my trade from Seattle to Pittsburgh. You know, I had a kind of a rough stretch, and, you know, was certainly disappointed, and, you know, that stuff starts to enter your mind a little bit. You know, but I do feel like I'm in a better space mentally with all that. So I think I'm better equipped to handle it.
Jay, we're going to let you run. Again, congratulations on being named the opening day starter. I have no doubt you'll avoid those wormholes. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good one. Appreciate it.